Whether you like it or not, Jesus Christ is over you. He is watching you, friend, and you will say, just as doubting Thomas said, "My Lord and my God." Like it or not, He's still your God, whether you serve Him or not. He's not the grand jury. He's not the Congress. He's not the people of the United States. He's not a big-time judge. He's not a judge named Star. He's the bright and morning star. He is God. He is over everyone. Everybody's talking about meeting this group and meeting that group and what this group's saying. I'm waiting for America to get on its face and to think, "My Lord and my God, we're going to stand before you one day." Whether you like it or not, He's still your God. Remember, in Philippians chapter 2, the Bible says, "Wherefore God has given Jesus, He has highly exalted Him and given Him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." You will meet your God. God is ready for the meeting. It's everyone within the sound of my voice that I'm concerned about. God's ready for the meeting. I said, He's ready. He's prepared. Just as a teacher is prepared for the test, God's ready for the meeting. You will stand before Him. He's got all the information He needs. He's been taking notes. He's watched every detail according to Revelation chapter 20, every deed that you've done. He's heard every idle word, Matthew chapter 12. He's monitored our ways, Jeremiah chapter 16. The Bible says, "My eyes are upon their ways." And then there's a scary verse 18, "And I will doubly repay their iniquity and their sin." I can't imagine what that is. Double. Coming back on us. We are the ones that need to prepare. We are the ones who need to take and trim our lamps and put oil in them. Joel chapter 2 says, "Therefore also now saith the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart, and with fasting, and with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your hearts and not your garments, and turn unto the Lord your God, for He is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and repenteth Him of this evil." Return to the Lord tonight. Friend, you're about to meet Him. Well, how do I prepare, Steve? What do I do? What do I do? The first thing you need to do, friend, is turn around. Look this way. Turn around. There's many folks in this room, you're going the wrong direction. If you're going to meet God, if I'm going to meet John Kilpatrick, I'm not going to meet him going this way. If I'm going to meet John Kilpatrick, I'm going to meet him going this way. And the way I meet John Kilpatrick, if I'm going this way, is by turning around. That's called repentance. You turn around. That means if you've been watching vile programs on television, if you've been cussing your wife, if you've been stealing from your business, if you've been doing things that are an abomination in God's sight, you're going the wrong way. You're going to stop, you're going to do an about face, and you're going to begin to return to God. You are preparing to meet your God.